Hello, Bob in the Black Boots here once again. And my friend Deep Pepsi has just left the building. And is drunk, apparently. Okay, well anyway, I'm at the last hour and a half of my shift here and just grabbed a spot of dinner. Well, dinner snack kind of thing. I'm going to have dinner when I get home. We don't really get a dinner break around here. It was a miracle I got to eat anything. They work us like dogs for 8 hours straight, and sometimes we just pass out from sheer exhaustion and malnutrition. Nah, I'm just kidding. Last couple of jobs that I've had, it was a 9-hour shift. You just clock, you designated hour for lunch, you clock out for that hour, eat your lunch, do whatever, and then clock back in, go back to work. Over here, we clock in at 2:45, clock out at 10:45, and then just whenever we catch downtime, grab something to eat and watch the screen, make sure everything's working right. And it's a good arrangement. On a rainy day, we're running around doing all sorts of stuff because the high flow does does introduce a lot of variables that you have to take care of ASAP. So sometimes I just grab a power bar and eat on the run, but still. It's a good arrangement. I like this. And I didn't want to make you guys listen to me eat popcorn. That would just be rude. So anyway, this is a postscript to the last couple of booths that I've done. And it's basically answering a very specific question that I've gotten from a good number of people over the last few years. And I don't want to, and I'm not discouraging anybody from asking me questions. I mean, if it's something you want to know about me, ask away. I'm an open book. And it goes like this. Everybody who knows me knows that I'm a Christian. I'm very open about that. And most people who get to know me know my tastes in art and literature, movies and music. And when we start talking about that, especially when we're talking about music, it comes to one of my favorite genres of music being black metal, which is widely known to be satanic in nature. I forgot to hit play. That's what the black stands for in black metal. It's that, you know, very dark satanic nature. And the question that I get is, you know, how as a Christian can I enjoy black metal? How can I listen to black metal? Or how do I justify listening to black metal? Well, I enjoy it because I like it. Because, you know, I like the sound, I like the fury, as William Faulkner would say. And it's just, especially seeing it live, just, it does something to you that really draws you in. How can I listen to black metal? Well, I stick my earphones in with my MP3 player, or put the CD in the tray, hit play, or more recently, I just put the record on the turntable, hit start, because it's a auto, set my receiver to the correct input, and I just sit on my couch and listen to a good metal record. I know, I'm being a smartass, but how do I justify it is the way I... is what really kind of draws out my answer a little bit. And I'm going to try to keep this short because I know the last couple of booths have been long. So how do I justify it? Well, first of all, I don't have to justify it. But like I said, I always encourage people asking me questions like that. So I'll do my best to answer. Say, if somebody were to ask me, you know, hey, I am a Christian and I do like black metal. Is that bad? No, it's not bad for these reasons. First of all, if you really take time to read and understand the lyrics in this music, you'll see the theme playing out of... You'll see a theme playing out of, you know, basically fire burning God's green earth, Satan and his host of demons, and the Antichrist... or the Antichrist and the Antichrist, however you want to interpret it, coming to earth, destroying everything that God created, and this, that, and the other. Well, the thing about that is that's actually found in the Book of Revelations. The destruction of Earth, basically the plunging of Earth into the pits of hell, that is in the Book of Revelations, a Christian doctrine. So in a lot of ways, there's an agreement between, well, I don't want to say Christians and Satanists about that. That's a good way to say it. I think I do agree with that. That there is an agreement between Christians and Satanists about how this world will end. And that basically everything will burn, and the world will be plunged into darkness. You know? And that was a text. I'll read it later. So, it's not like you're going to hear anything. It's not like, well, with a lot of the songs, it's like you're going to hear stuff that you're going to read about in the Book of Revelations anyway. So, there's that. There are a lot of songs that seemingly glorify Satan. And the way I interpret that, especially after reading the lyrics and doing personal research, just not because of black metal, but just because of personal interest. But really, the Satan that they're singing about is not the true Satan. And this is for people who believe in the true Satan. I mean, I'm not trying to preach. I'm just stating my position. And, you know, hopefully I've been able to communicate that effectively. But the Satan that they are singing about in their songs, and I use the word singing rather loosely, the Satan that are represented in their songs is not the true Satan. Basically, the Satan that they're singing about is a literary character. It's the same Satan you're going to find in Paradise Lost. It's the same Satan you're going to find in Faust and in Dante's Inferno and in The Devil and Max Devlin starring Bill Cosby. That's the Satan that you're seeing in this. That's the Satan that you're hearing about in this music. It's not to be taken literally. It's basically a horror figure. He's basically a movie monster. I think that Alice Cooper actually said this best, and and one of the reasons why I cite Alice Cooper is, first of all, he said it, and I really, really agree with it. Second of all, Alice Cooper is the archetype for black metal, or maybe, you know, the granddaddy of black metal. And he is a Christian, and that might be beside the point, it might not be beside the point, but I think that his point is better than anything I could have ever come up with. He said in an interview once that, no, the Satan you're hearing about in black metal, that's not Satan. Satan is a used car salesman. He's going to be very polite and very cordial and basically be very friendly and convince you he's your best buddy right before he sells you a lemon that's going to kill you. That is Satan, who basically wants you to feel comfortable and wants you to feel happy and wants you to feel loved, even though he's hurting you. That is the true Satan. The Satan that is basically out to scare you and out to basically make you piss your pants, that's not the true Satan. So when you look at black metal like that, basically the Satan that is being represented in these songs is nothing more than a movie monster. Then he becomes harmless, and he basically becomes a figure of entertainment rather than a literal translation of the true devil. And now I know that there's a lot of Christians out there that would still object to that, because they do object to Faust, they do object to Dante's Inferno, they do object to Paradise Lost, they object to Rosemary's Baby, they object to The Devil and Max Devlin, which was a funny movie, and stuff like that, and even object to, like, that milk commercial, the True Moo chocolate milk commercial, where you got the angel and the devil telling the lady, hey, go ahead and drink chocolate milk. They would object to that because it's a it's a personification of the devil, of pure evil. And in that way, if that's your standpoint, then no, you're not going to want to listen to black metal, because it's full of that. You know, if you really believe that is representative of the true Satan, then no, you really shouldn't listen to black metal. And I'm a big believer in the patron, the observer, brings a lot of himself or herself to the art that they observe. And when I bring myself to black metal, that's what I see. I see a movie monster, and I see basically the embodiment of evil in a theatrical way. And yes, it's a warning. And in the art, I see it as a warning, and I also see it as just pure entertainment. You know, I think King Diamond, who was a black metal singer who actually sang, weird, right? He's like, you know, if you're not a Satan worshiper, then just see it as horror show. People like to be scared, and really, if you're going to it looking for something to be offended by, you're just taking it too seriously. And I know that I know a lot of Christians who would say, well, Bob, I mean, you're kind of falling prey to all this stuff. Well, no, I don't think so. I think that I can enjoy it without it interrupting my relationship with the Lord, and that's the main point. But, you know, I don't want to get too preachy, so I'll just say I truly do believe that this is not the true Satan that's appearing in their music. I mean, as far as the whole personification of pure evil goes, you can see it that way, but it's an evil that exists, and it's a warning, and it's, you know, there's a lot of rap music out there that talks about life on the streets, and I'm not saying that's wrong. I actually listen to some rap music, too, and I like it. One song that I would kind of point people to in that respect would be The Message by Grandmaster Flash. I think that's who did it. Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five, does that sound right? Or you listen to Eminem, you listen to, some of the rappers talk about street life. They're not glorifying it, they're saying, hey, that's what's going on. But with the black metal, obviously it's much more theatrical, much more metaphorical as far as evil, but it's not like glorifying that evil, it's actually kind of warning you against that evil. And here's the way I demonstrate, here's the way I explain that. I've got this shirt, this t-shirt that I got by a band called Immolation. And people have asked me about this shirt, because on the shirt it's a host of angels in battle with a host of demons, and the demons are winning. They're beating the crap out of the angels. And they said, how as a Christian can you justify wearing that shirt? And I said, it's very easy. It's not to be taken literally. Like most art in the world, it's not to be taken literally. Basically, the angels represent good, while the demons represent evil. And yes, evil is kicking the shit out of good. Now go out and look into the real world and tell me that's not exactly what's happening. Tell me that in the real world, evil is not kicking the shit out of good. You know, basically, right now, it's getting to the point that the world is being run by evil people. You know, I don't want to get into a political discussion right now, but, you know, you look at what's going on in politics, you look at what's going on in our neighborhoods. You know, gang violence, since I was a kid to now, gang violence has gone up, domestic violence has gone up, violence against children has gone way up, rape has gone up, robbery has gone up, murder has gone up. All of this has increased dramatically, even since the time I was 20 years old. And I'm not going to tell you how many years that is. You're going to have to ask me personally, because I'm not going to broadcast it. All right, I'm 36. You got it out of me. But basically, how I justify wearing that shirt, first of all, I like the band. Second of all, it's something that I believe in. Right now, in this world, evil is kicking the shit out of good. And I'm really praying that sometime there can be a way where you can get a foothold and start pushing back against evil. So that's how I say that. And that's a lot of what's going on in this music. It is presenting evil that is in the world in metaphorical ways. And it's like a warning. It's like, it's basically art lamenting about life. And, you know, but as far as Satan existing in this music, it's basically an artistic metaphor, or it's just a theatrical movie monster. And that moves me to my final point, because basically its nature, along with being satanic, black metal is also very campy, very theatrical, and basically a descendant of the theater of the absurd. And, I mean, how are you going to take that literally serious? And I'll tell you what kind of brought me to this point. There's a show that I've been watching the last week or so on Logo TV called RuPaul's Drag Race. It's basically a competition/elimination show, kind of like American Idol or America's Got Talent, except they're all drag queens, and they're presented with challenges. They get up on stage and do their thing, and I have a lot of respect for drag queens. I really do. It does take talent. A lot of people say it doesn't. I say it does take talent to perform. To do what they do. So, but one of the episodes I was watching it, and I was watching this. It is very campy. It is very theatrical. And the figure that came into my mind is Gaul, the front man of this band called Gorgoroth. And if you see Gaul on stage, he is all decked out: black leather, bullet belts, corpse paint, spikes.
Well, 50 is back in the album.
Isn't that interesting? And I know that I'm going long in this boo. I didn't mean to go this long in this boo. I do apologize for that. But it's just, it's a subject I'm passionate about. So, but Gaul, the lead singer, Gorgoroth, I don't even know if that's his real name, because a lot of black metal musicians adopt stage names. But Gaul is... But basically, he gets up on stage and he's playing a part, just like Alice Cooper did. Alice Cooper's real name is Vincent Fernier, and that's what his driver's license says. And he's even said in interviews, "I'm not Alice Cooper. Alice Cooper is a character I play." Well, with the black metal musicians, it's the same thing. They get up on stage and they play a part. As a matter of fact, Gaul, the guy who I was talking about, is an actor, and he's been doing theater in Norway for the last couple of years, since Gorgoroth broke up, and it just made a lot of things click into place with me, especially concerning black metal. On stage, he's a wild-eyed satanic master. In his normal life, he's an actor. He's in a committed relationship with his boyfriend, and he's basically the domestic type. He's a wine connoisseur, and he's just basically a human being. So basically, when you see black metal music, when you see black metal on the stage especially, just take it for what it is. It's basically theater of the absurd. It's basically a horror show. So when you say, you know, oh, you know, it's, the music comes straight from hell and it's going to tear you away from God and drag you straight to hell with it, you're taking it far, far too seriously. And, you know, drag queens aren't trying to turn you gay. Black metal musicians aren't trying to turn you satanic. That's basically all there is to it. And again, I apologize. This Boo has gone on about 5 or 10 minutes longer than I thought it was, than I intended it to. So, but it really is a subject that I'm very passionate about, and that should wrap it up for a while, unless you guys have any questions for me that you'd like me to address. And I'm an open book. I invite it. So basically, the short version of that is you're talking about something that can be found in Revelations. It really isn't the true Satan, and it's really not meant to damage your Christian beliefs. It's just meant to be entertainment. So that's how I justify that. Well, anyway, I thank you again for your patience and your understanding and your listening to my booze. I really do appreciate all of you guys out there. Next time, hopefully, I'll be back from the coffee shop. And just until then, pick your favorite adjective. Have that kind of a day. And I'm going to go try to find D-Pepsi. So thanks again. Really appreciate it.